How is Capital Wrestling put together? I mean, you're a busy guy. You're doing Future Is Now, 2KW Pro. You've got your hands in so many different fires. So how did Capital Wrestling, how was it born?
Well, Capital Wrestling has been probably the dream project, the baby between me and my partner, Marcus Dowling. Marcus Dowling and I have been friends for nearly 10 years. Marcus is a writer for Medium. He's written for Vice. He's actually writing articles right now about the world of professional wrestling, and he also happens to be a professional wrestling manager. He's actually one of my mentors in developing Matthew Ryan Shapiro and that entire persona, and been a mentor in my entire pro wrestling career. And about, I want to say, 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, I was sitting at NYU in one of the class buildings waiting for a math class to start. And me and Marcus were talking about, what if we just ran a territory? What if we just decided to do classic wrestling for modern fans? And we would talk about it here and there over the next couple of years, and both of us ended up getting really busy. My workload with 2KW increased, my managing career increased, Marcus's writing and creative career increased. Right now he's one of the people behind Decades, which is a burgeoning club in D.C. Marcus is based out of D.C., I'm based out of New York City, and we both work in areas that have strict athletic commissions. Mm-hmm. The D.C. Athletic Commission requires each wrestler to pay $200 annually for a wrestling license.
Wow.
And the stuff with the New York State Athletic Commission has been well commented and well reported on from people like Mike Johnson and anybody else who's been following pro wrestling in our area. So right around December, I was sitting at my office, and I ended up watching Ron Wright promos. And I don't know if anybody knows who Ron Wright is, but he was a professional wrestler and manager. And in 1972, there was a show based out of Chattanooga where Jerry Lawler got his first real run as a heel. And it was called All-Star Wrestling. Joey Kazana's All-Star Wrestling. It's on YouTube. And Ron Wright just pummels this referee, just slaps him right across the face and sets up this entire angle. And me and Marcus would send each other stuff, every couple of days, every day or so. I'm like, why don't we just do Capital Wrestling? Because that was the name, that was the idea we had. And we were like, screw it, let's do it. Found an art director, started working on a business plan, business proposals. We wrote the first rough outline of our first year in that day.
Wow.
And ever since then, it's been contacting talent, it's been contacting buildings. We have people with rings. We've had nothing but support. And on January 1st, right after midnight, right after I kissed my girlfriend, I put up the logo of Capital Wrestling. And that's how we got here 2 weeks later.
All right, so you shared some pretty influential news on Tuesday. So you want to just share that with us now for the people that missed it?
Yeah, if you're not following us on Twitter or on Facebook, facebook.com/Capital Wrestling, twitter.com/Capital Wrestling, leave off the extra G for, word limits. But we, on Monday afternoon at noon, announced our home venue. We are running out of Cathedral Hall on 380 Montgomery Street in Jersey City. It is a beautiful church that's been converted into a beautiful venue. And we're going to be one of the few wrestling shows, at least the first wrestling show in recent memory, to run out of Cathedral Hall. And we're running in Jersey City, right near Grove Street, one of the more burgeoning areas in Jersey City. There's a great Barcade outlet there, one of the Barcade syndicates. There's a Two Boots over there. A lot of great food, bars, culture. And those are the people we're speaking to. We're speaking to the people that, wrestling's cool again, guys. And you can be a part of it. And one of the things is, on Tuesday night, right during SmackDown, we decided to announce and put our tickets on sale for our first event. Capital Wrestling Live, our first TV taping, will be on March 25th at Cathedral Hall. Tickets are starting at $15, and then there's $20 for reserved seating and also a bunch of perks, too. So you get the opportunity to get trading cards. an event poster or a t-shirt or a combination of several of those things. And we already have a lot of talent announced. The first one we announced was Rude Boy Riley, who your readers and your listeners know all about because I've talked about him extemporaneously on this program, talking to you before, and you've covered him a lot. In Warriors and Futures Now, House of Glory, this kid's been everywhere, and he's going to be a big focal point of what we do in Capitol. We've also announced John Kerman, a D.C. area mixed martial artist. We have the New York Wrecking Crew, who Matthew Ryan Shapiro manages. We have talent such as Jeff Cannonball, and even more talent to be announced, and that's just for our first taping. And the amount of people contacting us, the amount of people who have been on television and have supported this product and supporting us before we even get a show off the ground has been insane.
So let's talk about the first TV taping. For people that can't come to the event, how do they watch? When do they watch?
Well, you know that that thing we're talking on right now, phone?
Yeah.
You click the YouTube gimmick or button, for those who don't speak terrible carny. you click on YouTube, you type in Capitol Wrestling, and there will be episodes of Capitol Wrestling every single week, 30-minute episodes. And they will be 30-minute episodes every single week on our YouTube channel for free. So you'll be able to watch our television on YouTube for absolutely free. You can watch it at home, watch it on the go. But if you want a high-definition download, and you want to support Capitol Wrestling by more than just a YouTube view, we're going to be launching a Patreon. And we're going to be launching it right around March, or, you know, we might be launching it right around now. We're figuring that part out, but I am able to say we will be launching a Patreon service. And with Patreon, you're not only going to be able to get the opportunity to download high-definition episodes of Capitol Wrestling, but you'll get a special episode that only patrons can get. Nobody else will be able to get these episodes but patrons, and you're going to be able to get that from Capitol Wrestling. And more information will be up on our Twitter and Facebooks about that, including a bunch of other perks, including an original podcast from me and the co-writer and co-creator of Capitol Wrestling, Marcus Gowling, and our production team. We already have signed our announced team, which is going to be amazing. We already have a ton of people in place. Our management team has over three decades of experience in professional wrestling, varying from the independent scene to WCW to ECW to Ring of Honor to WWE and so many places in between, that we have some of the best minds, some of the best untapped minds and untapped talent in professional wrestling right there at our disposal. And March 25th, even though you'll be able to watch it for free on YouTube, you're going to want to be there to experience it, because Cathedral Hall, if you've seen the photos that we've posted on Facebook, on Twitter, on our website, tinyurl.com/Capitol Wrestling, you're going to want to be there and see how awesome pro wrestling is going to look inside Cathedral Hall.
Yeah, just looking at those pictures, I mean, the place is beautiful. The lighting is great. How did you guys go about getting there? How did you contact them? How did it work?
Sent an email. That's honestly all we did. We contacted several venues. Cathedral Hall was a place Marcus, my partner, really wanted to run in. We wanted to run in Jersey City, and that's where we went, and that's how we got there. They've been amazing to work with, amazing people to talk to, and they just are there with us and all in on what we want to do.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned before that people know who Rude Boy Riley is. People, of course, know the, you know, the New York Wrecking Crew, Cannonball. But John Kerman, let's talk a little bit about him. What makes him special? What makes him represent what Capitol Wrestling is all about?
He is a hybrid athlete. When you look at the history of professional wrestling and you look at some of the names and faces that we've been putting on in professional wrestling, in New York City especially, Wahoo McDaniel, Ernie Ladd, Bruno Sammartino. These are men are hybrid athletes who came in from other sports, other physical and athletic competitions, and excelled in our industry. John Kerman is a jiu-jitsu practitioner. I'm terrible at figuring out specific words and phrases in mixed martial arts, which is why I don't have why I don't have the UFC job, but that's another conversation for another day. But John Kerman is a hybrid athlete. And if we look at the modernizing of professional wrestling, you're seeing men like him, like Matt Riddle, a strong mixed martial arts influence style, a jiu-jitsu influence style. And he is someone who has done a lot of work in Nova Pro, who's worked in fusion wrestling. A lot of our friends in the DMV area know who he is. And he's a guy that deserves exposure, especially in the Northeast, especially in New York and New Jersey. So this guy is going to be bringing every single part of his body as a weapon, and he's going to have to be checked, inspected, and basically regulated to enter into that ring, because he is a lethal walking weapon, and we're going to see him on March 25th, and it's going to be an interesting sight to see him in a new environment, him in our environment. And we're bringing classic wrestling to the modern age, and I couldn't think of anybody who would bring that classic hard-hitting, snug style than the hybrid athlete John Kerman.
All right, so as you get the roster together and you're setting up your TV time and things like that, how do you want this brand to truly affect people? Like, again, you got your hands in so many other promotions. How do you want this one to stand out from those?
Putting it over. I want this one to stand out because this is something that nobody else is doing. I want this to stand out because we're bringing back classic presentation. We're bringing back a classic style. We're bringing in modern characters. Some of the people we've contacted are not your traditional pro wrestlers, not your traditional pro wrestling archetypes. But the way we're presenting them, the way we're going to highlight them, you're going to see the star potential. We're in the business of making superstars. We're in the business of getting people to the next level. We're not trying to be every other independent promotion. And there's not a knock or a slight on them. It's just we want to present wrestling a little bit differently. We want people to feel like they would feel if they were watching Saturday morning wrestling. We want them to be engrossed in our characters, engrossed in our story, and resonate. We want these characters to resonate with the people watching, whether you're on the subway, whether you're, you know, at home or at work. We want you to be as compelled by this than every other TV show out there. Because we're going to bring you humanity. We're going to bring you personality. We're going to bring you professional wrestling at its truest form. This isn't pasteurized. This isn't, you know, sprinkled with baby powder. This is the pure shit right here. And we're going to bring it to you on March 25th.
All right, so after your first show, what are the plans after that?
Drink heavily. but seriously, plan for show number two. We're already looking at dates for our second event. We're looking at when we're going to run, we're already laying out our first four episodes of television. We're already contacting talent for these and other dates. We're getting the ball rolling. We have nothing but momentum. We've been doing this for over 14 days now, and the train has not stopped at all.
Have you thought about it?
Go ahead.
Have you thought at all about, you know, titles and things like that? I know you want tag teams to play a very heavy role in the promotion. So, you know how the average fan is, they want to know, like, what types of title divisions you'll have. Do you have any information on that?
Well, I can say that on March 25th at our first event at Cathedral Hall, we will announce the crowning of the first ever Capital Wrestling Champion. That's all I can tell you, that we will announce the first ever Capital Wrestling Champion on March 25th.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the brand moving forward, or something that we haven't touched base on yet?
Well, I want to get your reaction, Pat, because you're a wrestling fan. You've been watching wrestling your entire life. How do you feel about Capital Wrestling and all this weird, you know, retro nonsense we're doing over here in Jersey City?
You just done turned the tables on me. Like, you became the interviewer all of a sudden. That's great. I love it. I love the art style. I was immediately reminded of the old dog-eared Pro Wrestling Illustrated that I had in my bedroom when I was a kid. So that immediately, like, got me interested. I love the fact that you guys are going to be promoting, you know, in-ring action, old school presentation. I grew up watching wrestling on Saturday mornings. It's probably not as gritty, like WWF Superstars and WCW Worldwide weren't the most gritty shows, but they were still weekend wrestling. So a lot of stars were kind of born, and a lot of gimmicks were tried out, a lot of experimentation during those shows. So I'm very interested to see what you guys come up with. And I really respect your work ethic and your candor for the business. So, like I said, I'm very interested to see what you guys come up with.
Well, thank you, my friend. I got to give credit where credit is due. Like, we wouldn't be getting this far without the talent of people like Marcus Dowling, who is my partner on this, Marcus K. Dowling on Twitter. You follow that man because that man is brilliant outside of pro wrestling, inside of pro wrestling. Susie Q, who is our art director, the woman who's designed not only our logo, but also we have trading cards. We have trading card photos, and we're looking into actually designing and selling trading cards. And speaking of selling things, a shout out to Cheap Pop Shop and my friend Jeff Baker, because without Jeff, we would not have our t-shirt, which is available at tinyurl.com/capitalwrestling. The link and all the information is right up there on the webpage. Go to that right now. Go to tinyurl.com/capitalwrestling. And that's where you're going to get all your info about what's going on in Capital Wrestling, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And also the email newsletter, which is written and compiled by me. You can sign up by going to tinyurl.com/capitalwrestling. And at the bottom of the page, there's a sign-up sheet. Put your name, put your email, or just your email, and you'll be on our weekly news update. So if you miss something, like, hey, we have tickets on sale, or hey, we have a t-shirt, or oh my God, you signed Jeff Cannonball, oh sweet Jesus, throw babies in the air, you're going to get that from our Capital News Update, which comes out a couple of times a week, especially on Fridays where, we just let everybody know about all the stuff that's gone on. And also, shout out to our senior official, Mike Keener, who joined us last week, who is going to bring decades of experience, decades of knowledge, and he's going to be our Bill Watts. And if you ever watch Mid-South Wrestling and know the role Bill Watts played in Mid-South Wrestling and the UWF, then you're going to understand what Mike Keener brings to the table on March 25th.
Excellent. I just want to say, too, and I rarely ever do this, I rarely ever support, like, I wouldn't say support, but, like, kind of go along with a plug, and I have to say that, like, you guys have your stuff together in terms of, like, social media. Over the last 2 weeks, like, my newsfeed has been updated several times with you guys, but not in the annoying way where you're like, oh, they're throwing up fluff. It's always been good stuff. It's always been, the videos are cool. Like, the beginning little thing that you do kind of reminds me of, like, Fallout, the video game. It's, like, very retro and stuff. And then...
Yeah, and shout out to Zane Decker and Strong Style Studios, our lead vignette editor. Him and Danny Walsh are killing it. Not only in the hair game, absolutely, because both of them have hair that, a model would kill for, but just in being able to put together these great video packages, highlighting our talent. And, I've had professional wrestling veterans in production who not only ran territories, but directed pay-per-views and, televised specials, who have worked for big two organizations, and they've loved the stuff we've been putting out as well. It's a little crazy. If you told me 15 years ago that these specific people would be watching, critiquing, and enjoying the work that me and a friend of mine were doing and running a wrestling show, I'd slap you in the face and call you a goddamn liar.
I just want to say, too, the same thing goes for Cheap Pop Shop. Like, in terms of great wrestling shirts, those guys do amazing business. They their pins, their stickers, like, everything. They do great stuff. So for Jeff to, like, be affiliated with you is definitely a sign of, like, great things to come, because, like I said, he doesn't just work with anybody. So he sees something special in you guys, too.
Yeah.
It's probably both ways, So, yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Well, first of all, thank you, Patrick, for supporting not only myself, but Capital Wrestling and every single project I've been doing in pro wrestling. And guys, if you complain about Raw, you complain about SmackDown, you complain about Impact, you complain about your local promotion, and you live in the New York City area, and you got $15, you got $20, you like a good time, you like drinking, you like eating, you love professional wrestling, come try an alternative. Come watch something new. So watch us turn something old into something new on March 25th. Ticket prices aren't that expensive. We'll get you out nice and early. You're right near the PATH train, so you can get to and from the city as quickly as humanly possible. And also, we have a bar. I will reiterate that. We have a bar. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to look back and say, you know, we have nothing to do on a Saturday night. We could go to the wrestling. And then be shut out and sold out. Because this is the most confident I've ever been about promoting your wrestling company.
Wow.
In my career.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to knock it out the box on March 25th.